tide appears to be turning for Raubex. The infrastructure development and construction materials group's annual headline earnings per share may have nearly halved, but the company's order book has risen more than two-thirds to just over 17 billion rand. The company is further encouraged by scoring a potential piece of the pie as far as the country's economic reconstruction and recovery plan is concerned, given that it will be infrastructure-led, so much so that a dividend of 29 cents has been declared. Company's CEO Rudolf Verrie joins us now with greater perspective on this performance and the where to from here. Thanks so much, Rudolf, for your time this evening. So we have Raubex upbeat about the kind of recovery it's starting to see. The second half really helping to prop things up a bit. And you've secured this record order book, which has risen by two-thirds. It's now sitting at 17 billion rand. Take us through what exactly is driving and fueling the kind of momentum you're seeing right now.
Good afternoon, Alicia. Now, first to just unpack the financial year, it was a year of two halves, but I'm very pleased we saw a strong recovery in the second half. Obviously, the first half was heavily impacted by COVID, but the strong recovery in the second half. And in the second half, we saw a lot of major awards and infrastructure spend happening by the government. As you rightly said, the order book increased to 17 million. And there's quite a lot of tender activity on the construction space at the moment. So hopefully that order book can even increase further. So looking forward, we should see some nice growth in revenue going forward. So we should repeat and grow the strong second half performance of the last 6 months.
So where you've still got, Rudolf, some out there questioning South Africa's COVID-19 economic recovery plan and the extent to which we are going to see an infrastructure-led rollout coming to the fore, you're saying no need for concern just yet?
As far as we can concern, government's intention is quite clear. We've seen it in the order book. We started to work on the projects. So for the first time in many, many years, we can actually see an infrastructure rollout by government in various forms, being SANRAL, public works, waterworks. So we do see infrastructure rollout, and it looks encouraging because besides the order book, we're currently bidding on quite a number of major big projects at the moment. So it certainly looked like for at least the next medium to long term, 3 to 5 years, we've got a strong order book and it looks like it could get sustained at this stage.
And you say, Rudolf, that you see that translating to revenue. That revenue line has been a concern for some investors out there because it's been relatively flat over the past 5 years. In fact, over this period, only increasing by 1.3%. So give us sight of the kind of margins you're starting to enjoy right now and, you know, the quality of that ordered book versus quantity.
Yeah, so We've seen a strong order book increase, as we mentioned. The margins is not where we would like it to be at this stage. You know, typically our margins in the construction space is 5 to 7%. But you must understand, we come from a very, very low base. The last 3 years, as you rightfully said, nothing happened in the construction space. There was no real activity. So for the first time, we come in off a base, we're going to have enough work. All our people and plant and staff, we're going to utilize for the first time in quite a number of years, we're going to utilize them at 100% capacity. So there should be some, there's definitely going to be growth in revenue quite substantially, and there should be some growth in the returns as well. So we're looking forward to some decent growth in the next few years.
How quickly do you see that shift, Rudolf, managing to assist in getting your debt levels down?
Yeah, so we already are expecting H1, H2 to be much stronger. You know, what also had a major impact on us is we received the Beitbridge Border Post upgrade of 2.5 billion, which is our biggest project up in our existence, which should also be decent margin work. So we already should deliver a strong performance H1 and H2 this financial year already.
Before I let margins go, you keep mentioning decent margin work relative to that 5 to 7%, that you would have seen typically. Where does a decent margin work sit at right now?
Yeah, so I need to unpack that. So what we're seeing is the margins are still under pressure. So currently, we're expecting to still work in that 5 to 7% range. But the new work we're obviously tendering on a 10% margin range. So we would like to improve those margins going forward to at least 10%. Now, what's happened, because we're off such a low base, we need the whole industry capacity taken up before we should see a margin improvement. And I think, we're probably 6 to 12 months away from that. So currently, as we talk, the margins is still at the 5 to 7% levels. But it's going to make a big difference in covering our overheads, being busy at 100% capacity, which should see an improvement in the margins already. But certainly on the new projects, we're tendering trying to get work at higher margins. And the reason for that is because of the risk profile of construction. I mean, all the legacy projects we had in this country already. You need a bit of better margins to protect yourself against it. And we would like to see the margins go up.
How much does the shrinking construction landscape in South Africa in terms of number of operators in play, Rudolph, help your case?
Yeah, so in the last few years, a lot of players have fell by the wayside due to the lack of construction activity in this country. There's still quite a few players, especially in the private space, that's good medium-sized type of contracting. Players that still, makes it, that so the market is still competitive. But going forward, once everybody gets full, at least the space should start improving.
Well, on that note, let's leave it there, Rudolph. Thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. That, of course, Rudolph Faurie, who's CEO of Raubex.